Well, the historic Hershey plant has been sold to Willy Wonka, ladies and gentlemen. There will now be Wonka coca bushes along Chocolate Avenue. The smokestacks will now read Willy and Wonka. Works for me. I don't know. It's kind of very nice to see you here. And I want to say it's great to be back in Harrisburg. We haven't been here since the bus tour, I guess, Jim.
That's right.
Some 5 years
great
ago.
Great bus tour.
And all I want to know is, where's the mayor for life? We're here, the mayor for life. Everything is going good. And where is he? What is life? Does not mean life anymore, apparently.
No, life doesn't mean life.
No, I guess you get off a suspended sentence, I guess, if you're mayor. And Harris, you know, and just from my heart personally, I know you guys have been through a lot. It's been the flooding has been terrible for everybody, not just in Harrisburg, but in central Pennsylvania. There's almost nothing worse than flooding because it affects everybody, and it is a continuing effect. And I know you've been through a lot, and I wish you all the best. And it's the worst is over, I hope, and back on the road to recovery. And it's I wish you all the best. And I'm very very sorry for all you had to go through. Been a tough year, I know. Plus, you know, the incinerator. And incinerator. Most towns build an aquarium or something. You know, that's a big thing. Now, let's build an aquarium. You know, incinerator. I mean, great idea. Let's build an incinerator. We can burn the garbage in it.
That's right.
It's a moneymaker. Wish I could have been there for the pitch. But, you know. So, listen. Things are going to be back. It's going to be the Harrisburg Renaissance next time we're here. And you'll have a new mayor for life. Maybe not this one. It's no more incinerators. No more cowboy stuff. Okay? All right. Cowboy stuff. Yeah, you know, and it was stuff like Kit Carson's colostomy bag or something. $1 million, $1.5 million for that. Anyway, I'm just saying. In all the news that isn't, Governor Tom Corbett has been praised for his calm during the flood, which proves if you can handle a room full of ninth graders, you can pretty much handle anything, ladies and gentlemen. Harrisburg Mayor Linda Thompson says residents will be charged for water usage during the flood. Also known as Mayor Not For Life, Linda Thompson. But at least in her defense, at least she doesn't collect cowboy hats and use chaps and mummies and stagecoaches. It's just about anything that's collectible, I guess. Harrisburg was rated the second most distressed city in the U.S., that's true. But it was voted the second best place to raise a family. Reaffirming the conventional wisdom that families and distress go hand in hand, ladies and gentlemen. Harrisburg was also number 7 among recession-proof cities because what the heck else can go wrong, really, at this point? In still other news, the city presents the Hershey people with a plan to convert the incinerator to chocolate use. If that fails, the incinerator casino, ladies and gentlemen. Where does your money go? In the incinerator casino. Today is the start of the archery antler deer season in Pennsylvania, so hunters are reminded to keep their flaps down on their caps. Put the flaps up, see, and it's resembles antlers. Okay, never mind. It's still not known if the Carlisle man who stole the bottle of Beano was the same man who had been eating raw meat and putting the leftovers back in the case of Giant Food. But it sure sounds like it was, because I would definitely need a bottle of Beano after that. Pennsylvanians are reminded that the Kids for Cash program, while it sounds good at first, does not get you cash for your kids. The best they can do is give you a private room in detention, so that's keep that in mind. Pennsylvania's new electoral vote plan will put electoral votes on eBay, where they belong at this point. With plans for the state takeover of Harrisburg underway, Mayor Thompson's pivotal position will be on the cleanup committee. And she will be fined if she doesn't clean it up, ladies and gentlemen. The new entity will be called Harrisburg, D.C. Kind of cool. Special. It's going to be a special thing. A city run by the state, or a city-state much like Venice, and with the water. The city will be run by a triumvirate, actually. The first since Caesar, Pompey, and Marcus Crassus in 59 B.C., actually. So. Although there was a triumvirate in the Han Dynasty in China, too, and none during the Stephen R. Reed Dynasty, however. The state of Pennsylvania says it will outsource most of Harrisburg city operations to a call center in Mumbai, which could be an improvement, honestly. With the flood crisis past, the Lancaster man who built an ark out of an old barn has been asked to return two of every kind of beast. The bison at the Hershey Park Zoo will be replaced with inflatable bison. That's a favorite. I gotta take that out of the. Whoa. Penn State's Joe Paterno has solved the quarterback question by taking snaps himself. So if he stays in the pocket, he should be okay, I think. They're not going to rough that passer, no. I don't think. Harrisburgers are reminded there still is a curfew in effect for Susquehanna gazers. So no gazing on the Susquehanna until further notice. The mayor, of course, the mayor believes that gazing causes flooding. Actually, many of the evacuees have yet to return from Atlantic City, so that's taking a little while longer than we expected. There is a new smartphone app now that gurgles when underwater, so that alerts you that you are. The flooding has occurred. The Liquor Authority says that the wine vending machines, the kiosks, are available for home use. Cheap. They're going cheap. Just the thing for a tight wad with a rec room, you know. A little vendor down there. President Obama is still taking heat for the solar factory investment. The good news is he did not invest in the Harrisburg incinerator or the Wild West Museum. He had considered it, but he didn't. To ease the school supply shortage, every Harrisburg school child will be asked to memorize a book. A different book. They can't all be Fahrenheit 451. That would not be good. Corn discovered in West Middleton Township Potfield. We don't know how it got in there. Probably crows, you know, regurgitating over something. Those helicopters over New Cumberland are just a state SWAT team looking for Mayor Thompson. In other news, some 400 towns that received police grants from the Liquor Control Board for responsible drinking efforts have no police force. I'll drink to that. That'll buy a lot of shots. The rights dispute in the Pennsylvania shale gas leases have public saying, "What the frack?" Yes, sir. Can't use that joke anywhere else. Yes. Speaking in Hershey, President Bush advises residents to spend wisely, if at all. Says he supports President Osama. And he praised Governor Corbett for putting water wings on the terriers. It was quite a speech all in all, and I was thrilled to not be there. Kay Heaps of Allentown is recalling 5,000 pounds of Imperial Cisco puree-shaped meats, country-style pork and binder products, so check the labels on yours. If you have your Cisco puree-shaped meats, country-style pork and binder product, look on the box. To avoid costly upkeep of the naked statues huddling around the state capitol, they will be outfitted in Nittany Lion gear. Yes, sir. The new slogan contest for Harrisburg, you know, on the move, didn't seem to do it anymore. On the run didn't seem like a good idea either. So far, the leading one is Harrisburg, this close to progress, this far from intercourse. I don't think so. And finally, and I mean that, there are still no clues as to who put the hot chicken wings in a Snyder County woman's mailbox. But she asks if they would kindly drop off the dipping sauce. That's all the Harrisburg, Hershey, and Pennsylvania news that isn't. Thank you so much.